Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, face masks. Now the rule again in California. No matter what county you're in, you got to wear them indoors in public places. Let's get the story live this morning from our John Baird.
California rescinded the state's mask mandate last June with the grand reopening, but the face cover order is back, at least for the next month or so, through January 15th. This due to a COVID spike and the new variant floating around. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley.
We have a shopping season ahead where we're going to have very crowded plazas and malls and shopping areas. And so it's just a warning to help people to protect themselves and others and to protect the workers.
L.A. and Ventura counties reinstated their indoor mask mandates last summer, but Riverside, San Bernardino, and Orange counties did not, so the residents of those areas will just have to put the masks on again. And yes, she thinks there will be some grumbling.
Oh, I think there's always going to be people upset about the mask protocols.
The new renewed mask mandate will apply to public gatherings and not private ones. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Here in Los Angeles at the school district, if you're now over 11 and then you have not been vaccinated, they've given you more time until the fall of next year.
We are not moving one inch from the mandate.
That school board member Jackie Goldberg just before a unanimous vote to push the date back about 8 months. This comes after about 30,000 students would not have met the January deadline and would have been sent to online classes, also taking teachers from the classroom to instruct them.
I grew up with polio. I saw classmates of mine die. I saw what would have happened if we had the current environment. We'd still have polio today. People would still be getting polio today. This is very personal for me. And I want to tell those of you who come and say you think you've pushed us back, no, you didn't. The mandate remains.
The new 12 and older vaccine deadline also applies to students in charter schools. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Another threat or possible threat to a school. This is LACES, the Los Angeles Center for Enriched Studies in the L.A. school district near Fairfax in the 10. The principal sending out an email to parents last night saying they've been made aware of an Instagram post suggesting possible violence. She says she is in communication with the district and school police, an investigation underway. Classes at this point to continue as scheduled. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the rain we had. We saw some record rainfall. Downtown L.A. got more than 2 inches of rain. That crushed the old record by more than an inch. Long Beach and Lancaster also setting records. Kristen Lund is with the National Weather Service and tells KNX that this storm was one of those cases where the experts got the predictions right.
This rainfall event went as forecasted. We expected to get around 1 to 3 inches, and we reached 2 inches. Downtown LA, this was the strongest event we've seen this season and probably one of the more stronger events we'll see.
Most rain was recorded at the weather station in the San Gabriel Mountains, where more than 7 inches fell. And the Weather Service says, yeah, another storm is moving in next week, but it won't be as strong as yesterday.
Public Works captured water.
In just 10 hours, it's believed the rain capture equipment managed to direct and divert 261 million gallons of runoff to spreading basins located in the San Gabriel and San Fernando Valleys. County Public Works spokesman Kerjon Lee says the savings are proof the cost of the water capture equipment is more than justified.
We've been working aggressively over the past 10 years to fine-tune our existing facilities and then identify areas like parks and schools and public facilities that could double as places to capture that local water runoff. So
the runoff figures won't be finalized for several days, but even with what was saved during the storm alone, that would be enough to serve the needs of 6,000 families for an entire year. And in an era of drought, we could use every drop we can get. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
People who control the water from the Colorado River in California, Arizona, and Nevada are supposed to sign this agreement today that'll cut water to those states. In turn, it'll help fill the largest reservoir, Lake Mead. The additional water is supposed to be enough to serve about 1.5 million households a year. The agreement will require millions of dollars from each state to fund water use reduction and efficiency projects. California's portion will be $20 million.
The police looking this morning for maybe three or four suspects after a shooting in Torrance that left three people injured, one critically. Happened last night in the parking lot of the Del Amo Fashion Center. This is outside the BJ's. The officers on the scene say the suspect did approach the victims, opened fire, then ran across the street where they stole a car, and then they drove off. The victim of the carjacking, not injured.
An investigation underway into this anti-Semitic letter and an unknown substance, as they're calling it, found outside a synagogue. This is in the Pico Robertson area. The items were found at the congregation Mogan David on Pico. A hazmat team was called in to look at it. It was inside a vial. They figured out it wasn't a threat, though. Authorities say it appears to be a hate incident, but the investigation is ongoing.
This morning, the FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for the information that might lead to the arrest and a follow-home robbery caught on camera in Valley Village last month. The victims held at gunpoint after they were dropped off by an Uber. The suspects took jewelry, then they got away. It came amid this rather significant increase in these kinds of crimes, leading the LAPD to create a task force focusing on those follow-home robberies.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.